live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Jenna McCloskey, who is a cancer genomics education coordinator from the Michigan Department of Community Health. Good evening, Jenna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. You've got a master's degree in medical genetics, and you've been working as a genetic counselor and educator for more than 5 years in Lansing and at Henry Ford Health System, of course, and now with Michigan Department of Community Health. I wanted to get a hold of you when we got a press release that you were going to be giving a talk on cancer and genetics at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital on May 16th. And then more information I was reading. I'm quite curious as to kind of what the talk will be about and the role of genetics with cancer.
Yes. So I will be giving a brief presentation and a discussion, and really we'll be focusing on how family history contributes to cancer risk. And so we're finding more and more that about 5 to 10% of cancers actually have a familial or inherited component, meaning that they're caused by an actual gene change that's passed on in the family.
What does that information help us with other than being more aware and taking it into consideration when we take a look at our health?
So it's really important in terms of knowing your family history and sharing it with your physician, because it really does help your physician to pinpoint your specific risk for conditions that may run in families. So these can even be conditions that aren't caused by a specific gene change, but things like diabetes, cancer. So knowing how your family history, which people in your family have these conditions, can really help them tailor the risk that you may develop these in the future.
Would that lead to perhaps watching someone for more frequent testing or getting a base for what people's normal is?
Yes, exactly. So when patients are identified to have an inherited gene that contributes to cancer risk, we would do things like screen them more often or earlier with mammogram. For the breast cancer condition, you can even alternate breast MRI in certain cases. So you can really increase the detection and hopefully catch cancers at a much earlier stage.
Looking at words here, cancer genomics, is that just a scientific word for explain what cancer genomics is.
Cancer genomics is sort of a bigger picture term. So we talk about the genetics, which is, you know, your individual genes and the traits that make you who you are. And then we talk about genomics on a bigger picture in the public health sense.
When you talked, also in some information I read about you, you talk about cancer surveillance. Mm-hmm. What does that phrase mean?
So at the state level, we do a lot of cancer surveillance, which we like to make the distinction as it being different than research, but we are looking at data on patients who have had cancer and trying to figure out, how many people are affected by cancer in the state, how many people are dying of cancer, and which types of cancer. So we look at a lot of different data points on patients in the state and try to figure out if there's a way that we can be tailoring our programs to, you know, prevent cancer or catch cancer sooner.
You also, in some information I got, talked about provider education. Mm-hmm. and how this can be helpful in the healthcare field.
Yes, so that is my main role here at the Michigan Department of Community Health. My focus is on educating and supporting providers and encouraging them to collect family history on their patients and also to assess that family history to really try to find these families that are at highest risk for cancer, so that we can implement the right screening for those families.
And I guess what comes to mind is, Jenna, is how actively you have to have a role in your own health care and things that you may not even think important maybe a couple of generations back, your health care provider needs to know.
Yes, exactly. It is difficult for health care providers to, work on the full gamut of health these days. We know so much more than we used to know. And so it really is important that you take that initiative to collect your family history, share it with your provider, and to remember that family history changes, and so it needs to be updated, you know, yearly to really get the most benefit from that information.
Now, the evening that you're going to have on May 16th, again, it's at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital in Charlotte at 6:30. And what is the plan for the evening? As you mentioned giving a presentation, then you're going to open it up for an open discussion for people to ask questions as well?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to give some brief information on how family history is related to cancer and how cancer genetics works. And then some of the more common syndromes that we see in terms of families who have this propensity for cancer. And then we'll open it up, and anyone who has questions can really just come to the front.
And I'm sure, as always, as I'm thinking about, you know, if I were attending, some of the things I'd want to know, it's so... I guess perhaps the norm is to try to put our head in the sand and just try to ignore some of these things. And that's the wrong thing and the last thing we should be doing. We should be proactive on these kinds of issues.
Yeah, and so one of the things we do is encourage patients and providers to encourage patients that they should really talk to their family. Sometimes it's not comfortable. Sometimes family members don't want to talk about it or give you the information. But it really is important to try and start these conversations.
I'm thinking also that attending something like this, they'll get some of the right wording and how to go about doing that.
Yes. So hopefully it will be helpful to those who attend, and, you know, hopefully it's something that we can repeat in the future if folks are gaining some information from it.
In your work in genomics, do you see us getting closer to some answers?
Well, you know, genomics is rapidly changing. I think we find new things out every day, but then we also find out new things that we don't know every day. And so it's a pretty big world in terms of genomics, and I'm not sure that we're ever going to have all the answers.
But what we do know is that the more information that we have to put into the mix, the better off we can be.
Yes, and the better we can figure out what a patient's risk is and really help them get the important screening that they need.
Very good. If people want some more information about that, can they just get a hold of the folks at Hayes Green Beach Hospital?
They sure can, or they can visit our website, the michigan.gov/genomics website.
Okay.
Some more information.
And that's through the Michigan Department of Community Health?
Yep.
Very good. Well, Jenna, I appreciate your time this evening and letting people know about this. Again, May 16th, that's a Monday at 6:30 at Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital in Charlotte. I think it would be a very valuable evening to attend and gather some information from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Jenna McCloskey, who is the Cancer Genomics Education Coordinator at the Michigan Department of Community Health. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.